4. Self-supporting. Context. Ellen White advises the president of the Southern Union Conference and the Southern Publishing Association, Butler, on how to go about the work in the South. September 10, 1903. In regard to what you write about brother and sister Hughes, I assure you that nothing like extravagance was seen in their work in Australia. Do not allow prejudice against them to enter your mind. Do not allow them to be condemned before you have carefully investigated matters. In their connection with the school in Australia, brother and sister Hughes sacrificed and labored and gave of their means to help the school. They were never extravagant. It must be a mistaken report that has been borne in regard to their work at Huntsville. I feel very deeply interested in brother and sister Hughes. I know how earnestly they worked for the interests of the school in Australia. I'm deeply grieved as I think of the trouble that is brought into our work by unsanctified words. I have been shown that with proper management, the Huntsville School and the Graysville School could be self-supporting. But I was instructed also that the difficulties to be overcome in the Huntsville School would be far greater than in some other schools. A school for colored students cannot be compared with or treated in the same way as a school for white students. Not all that ought to have been done for the Huntsville School has been done, and those who take the management of the school in the future will have a trying time. But God will be with them if they make Him their dependence. This school has land, and the cultivation of fruit should be carried on. But the school cannot do this without help. Since writing the above, I have been down to breakfast. I will now add a few words to this letter. I want you to get all the help you possibly can in your work. I know that you cannot help feeling troubled as you see the shortcomings of those who know the truth, yet are not sanctified through the truth. Let us do our best, and then trust the Lord to do what we cannot possibly do. Our work is to be placed on a higher plane. We are to have a faith that will not fail or be discouraged. I have not much confidence in doing a large amount of work for those who already know the truth. Nothing will stir the South like taking hold of the work in new places. The cities are to be entered. But to try to bring those who know the truth, yet do not do their best, up to where they ought to be, is, I must say, almost labor lost, and greatly hinders aggressive work. Let the workers press into the cities still in ignorance. Let men and women be trained to conduct schools and sanitariums for white people. Let colored workers be educated to labor for their own people. And let the workers all remember that no raid is to be made on slavery and cruel taskmasters.